Time for Daily Editorial. Hope you guys all had a great weekend. It's a beautiful day up here in the Northwest. A lot of things to be thankful for, but unfortunately, the one thing we can't be thankful for is what's going on with the government. Jimmy, where do you want to start, bud?
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden's 60 Minutes interview last night.
Sure.
Yeah, so what's his name? Scott Pelley, that kind of very weak and far left moderator for 60
really
minutes.
Far left, yeah.
Yeah, he gave a pretty softball interview with Biden, but in spite of the softball interview, Biden still managed to choke on a number of areas. I mean,
let's talk about those.
Yeah, so one of the areas is he was asked him directly about would the U.S. put military troops involved in Taiwan if the Chinese invaded? And he said yes. And of course, the White House within an hour had to put out, saying, oh, no, our policy hasn't changed. But interestingly enough, 60 Minutes posted the clip and then said, hey, the White House came in and said it. But then they asked Joe Biden again, hey, so are you saying yes, you'd commit troops? He said yes. And 100%, he'd be there.
Yeah.
So that's absolute embarrassment.
Yeah.
Another area that he was...
Well, wrong thing at the wrong time, no question about that, Jimmy.
Yeah, no kidding. It's just, they're losing control in multiple areas inside the White House staff right now. And of course, with the border issues, and Pelley, I didn't see the clips on if there was much of that at all, but...
Yeah.
You know, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House public liar, she's been really stumbling with this Martha Vineyard and the New York, movement from Texas and Florida of illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And she really doesn't know how to answer. It's really highlighting the inconsistency, incompetence of this overall administration on getting their message out.
Well, we got a lot of troubles going on right now. We got a lot of miscommunication. We have a lot of faux pas in terms of when the president answers questions. But, it is what it is. Hopefully, with the midterm elections coming up this year and the big elections coming up in 2024, hopefully all of this will change. Anything new going on in the Ukraine, Jim?
No, it's funny looking at a lot of the comments from guys over the weekend, and there's some people there that are really just adamant that Putin is doing the right thing here.
Okay.
And I just for the life of me do not understand grabbing at little anecdotal information to kind of justify a position that's really unjustifiable. Putin is having a tough time, and he put together this little summit with Xi last week, and his regional partners.
Mm-hmm.
And even Xi had to back away, and Putin opened up a statement with the meeting saying he understands the Chinese have some questions about it. It's putting the Chinese in a precarious position because they have been supporting him with oil and gas, purchases, and have been, subtly supporting him on a number of areas, and certainly on the diplomatic front.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you upset too many of your customers, and that's the European Union and the United States, you start losing the manufacturing, you start losing the economy, and the Chinese are facing a very difficult time right now. So you throw something like Joe Biden's statement last night that we're going to attack, or that we'll use U.S. military force to defend Taiwan.
Yeah.
It's a very problematic situation, and of course it puts China in a difficult position, but that leaves Putin in a very difficult position for long-term sustainability of any objectives he wanted to achieve in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, objectively you have to look at what did he want to do there? What was his stated goals in this special operation? And the unfortunate reality is he's not achieving them for him. I think it's a fortunate reality that he's not achieving them. But for those that do support him, he's not being successful in spite of the finances that have been coming in from his gas sales to India and China, despite of, circumventing the sanctions, which are basically useless.
Yeah.
Militarily, with a basically a 4-to-1 advantage over the Ukrainian military, maybe a 5-to-1 advantage over the size. Actually, it's even more than that. It's probably closer to like a 7-to-1 advantage. And all the firepower that the former Soviet Union has underneath the Russian authorities and the revamping of their military over the last few, you know, two decades, he hasn't made significant progress. He failed at Kiev. He's failed in the east right now. There's not, that doesn't mean it's over, and I've never said that it's over. It's going to be complicated, and it's going to be a long process. And there is going to be some serious pain with the European Union and energy over this winter.
You bet.
And we're all in recession right now, in spite of the liars out there saying that we're not. Technically, we are in a recession. The Europeans are even going to have a harder time of it. And a lot of people are not able to buy things. And we're seeing that very clearly with the, you know, wholesale prices and with consumer prices and with these latest numbers that are coming out. So it's going to be a difficult winter, and there are crazy things happening out there. So who knows how it's going to play out. But the bottom line is it's pretty rough right now.
Yeah, it is pretty rough right now. But, you know, when the going gets tough, the really tough get going. And I want to say about some of the people on the blog, you guys are really tough, as are Jim and I. We're doing the best we can to make the best out of a situation right now that's pretty tough because of what's going on politically.
Yeah, Alan, and you know, we have our own excuse me, we each have our own perspective.
Yeah.
And I want to respect that, and
yeah,
I want people
to
take a look at it. But boy, you got to have an open mind. You can't just close things off, and when reality's hitting you in the forehead, it's kind of tough. It's a bad decision to continue down that route. And that brings me to one of the other key things that Biden said. Actually, there were two more. One, he just was embarrassed himself when he was asked about how old he was and whether or not he was getting, you know, his polling numbers. He was strong enough and mentally sharp enough to do this. It looked actually really bad. But the other thing that is really just they're scrambling to try to fix today is he declared the pandemic is over.
Yeah.
And of course, the left, the people on the left and all the, you know, COVID freaks and fears and the, you know, pharmaceutical companies, they're freaking out and they're attacking him for saying, oh, it's too early, it's too soon. And then people on the right are saying, hey, wait a second, you're using pandemic emergency orders to cancel payments for college debt, and you're saying the pandemic's over. These are, you know, the contradictions are just astounding. And having him speak is a dangerous position. And they cannot have him. His staff is going to have to control him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the last thing, well, one of the last major, you know, problems he has, he was asked by Scott Pelley if he was going to run again. And basically, he's like, well, I kind of intend to, but we'll have to see what will happen. And I'll tell you, with performances like what happened on 60 Minutes last night, there's no possible way the Democrats can allow him to continue on. And I think they're going to have a tough time even in this upcoming November election by him being at the head of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen. I think it's really up to the people. It's hard to say what's going to happen. But the only thing I can say is we have to really keep, you know, as the saying goes, a stiff upper lip. We got to do the best we can, Jim. We have to not concentrate necessarily just on the negative. We got to start concentrating on the positive. What's going on in the world right now that you would put in a positive category, Jim?
Boy, that's a hard one to say. I do think with the elections, and, you know, this is kind of a negative, but it actually turns to a positive.
Yeah.
You know, you said when the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Right.
So I truly believe that a lot of Americans are very concerned about the turn of the left and this kind of intimidation tactic and a strategy to alienate and isolate Trump, you know, make America great again type supporters, Republicans. But what there's a Trafalgar pollster that came out and said, hey, look, when Biden did that, made those comments in that speech, what he's done is he's told a whole lot of Trump supporters to go underground. So what he's saying is that basically none of the polling will be accurate. And the reason why none of the polling's accurate is because they're actually using intimidation tactics. They're looking at people's social media. They are, basically arresting, or if not, the FBI is knocking on people's doors because they are supporting Trump or the questions on the 2020 election or January 6th. When they do things like that, it doesn't mean that goes away. You know, they're not intimidating people into silence. What they're doing is those people are going to actually keep their mouth shut. They may not be on social media, but they're definitely going to get involved because they're, being intimidated. And I don't think you're going to get this type of support. I think they're trying to inflame support on the left to get up and stop this attack on democracy. But the reality is all those independent voters, which the left depends on, to support them, are kind of saying what's going on. And we see it with Hispanic voters, we see it with the black vote, and then of course, there's still a lot of momentum at every one of the Trump rallies that he goes to, especially he had a huge one this weekend. These things you can't silence. You can't control them. As hard as the left is trying to control the media, and they are doing a good job of it, they're not going to control the people that are just like, what the heck are you doing? Why are you taking away my freedom of speech? Why are you allowing this border issue? Why is it the crime so dangerous in my town that I'm afraid to go out? And I think a lot of that is not being reported. So I think that's unfortunately for the direction of the country, it's bad for now, but I think in the outcome of this is actually going to be good.
Well, I think it is, too, and I think we're going to see that in November of this year. I think we're going to see a real strong beginning, Jim.
I think you're going to see a surprise. I think people, the left tries to manipulate the polling. They try to intimidate. But unless they control the election, all the election processes, and I think that's going to be really hard with all the observation and all the organization that's out there to observe that and to watch it. I think it's going to be tough. They may try, I think it's going to be tough. I think you're going to see a pushback. And again, look, supporting corrupt Republicans is no better than supporting corrupt Democrats.
That's right.
So you really got to have a change of all those people inside D.C. that are so stuck in the beltway that they've lost touch with the rest of America.
You got to stay positive, you guys. There's no question about that. Negativity accomplishes absolutely nothing. Remember that, Al. Jim, we're up to about 13 minutes. How do you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think it's a Monday. It's been a tough couple weeks for me and my uncle with liver cancer after he got the vaccination.
Right.
He passed away just a couple weeks ago. And then my brother, with a cardiovascular thing at 60 years old, he passed away.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Last week.
And I
vaccinated, and you don't know what the specifics are, but I'll tell you what, we've got to dig into it and find it. And there's more and more and more information out showing that, in fact, a lot of the things that we've been told by the government have been false and inaccurate. And we are going to have to, we really need a house cleaning with this type of corrupt manipulation of information.
Well, let's start the house cleaning in November. Jim, thanks so much for helping out this morning. Thanks so much for contributing as much as you do to the KE report.
You bet, Al. It's always a